Chapter 3. My Father's Origins.
Sweetheart, are you ready to spend your life taking meals to Pablo in prison?
Yes, Mother, I am.
This short conversation between Victoria Eugenia Henao Vallejo and her mother, Leonor, in 1973, sealed the fate of the beautiful, tall, studious girl who just a few years later would become my mother. Leonor, who was known as Nora to her family, asked her 13-year-old daughter this question as a last resort. She had all but given up on being able to put a stop to Victoria's engagement to Pablo Emilio Escobar Gaviria, a badly dressed womanizer, 11 years the girl's senior, short in stature, without an established occupation, and who made no secret of his criminal tendencies. My grandmother, Nora, would have liked for Victoria to marry someone powerful from a more respectable family, not Pablo Escobar. The Escobar and Henao families both came to the newly built La Paz neighborhood in 1964, but didn't meet until several years later. At the time, that rural area in the town of Envigado, on the outskirts of Medellin, was reachable only by a long, narrow stretch of unpaved road. In January of that year, the Land Loans Institute, a now defunct government agency that developed housing for low-income families, granted the Escobars a house during the last of the three construction phases of the new community, which was composed of cookie-cutter, single-story homes, all with gray roofs and small yards full of brightly colored flowers, but no electricity or running water. Hermilda and Abel Escobar's arrival in the neighborhood, with their seven children, marked the end of a long journey that had begun two decades earlier when Hermilda was assigned as an elementary school teacher in El Tablazo, a cold, misty little village in eastern Antioquia, surrounded by vast fields of blackberries, tree tomatoes, and a stunning variety of flowers. After a few months, Abel, who lived 4 miles from the school with his parents on a farm in the upper part of El Tablazo, came to admire Hermilda.